The No and Low Alcohol Strategic Study 2021, published earlier in the year from the IWSR Drinks Analysis, shows that there's a significant appetite for low and no alcoholic spirits among consumers. Looking at around 10 countries, including Australia, Brazil, Canada, Japan and South Africa, among others, it found that there was a 32.7% increase in the sale of low and non-alcoholic spirits. And in the South African context, a number of alcohol bans also affected consumer beverage tastes and trends. So if indeed there's a trend to have less of the harder stuff and more of the low alcoholic stuff, what does this mean for the alcohol industry? Perhaps we can expect a lot of adaptation. Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Natasha Maharaj. She's the head of marketing at Distell. Thank you very much, Natasha, for joining us. So we're hearing about this global trend where sales of non and low alcoholic beverages are surging, taking up great market share in the beverages market. Do you think this is about consumers looking to lead healthier lives or what? What do you think are the drivers there?
Hi there, and thanks for having me on. Yes, definitely. So what we've seen in terms of at least the South African audience as the key drivers of growth have come from consumers largely looking for healthy options. This happened even before COVID, but with COVID has been accelerated as consumers are more conscious about healthier options. The second is better for you. We've seen that adults are looking for alcoholic beverages that are better in just the composition of it. Lower or no options interspersed between other drinks, so spirits or wine, and then really responsible choices when it comes to drinking and driving. So how do they have a low to no option available?
Yeah.
So we've definitely seen that.
So in terms of the alcohol bans, you know, they really messed up people's lifestyles and all of that. To what extent do you think that helped accelerate the process?
I mean, definitely we saw the trend start even before COVID, but with COVID and just the bans and acceleration, we've seen our non-alc, so Savannah non-alc and Hunters grow because consumers now have this, I guess, only this option or cool drinks. And so we saw definitely a bind to this repertoire. But interestingly, even after the lockdown and bans, consumers staying in there because of the drivers that I just spoke to. So, yeah, I think that they realized that these options were available and that it was options that they enjoyed.
So what does that then mean for guys like yourselves? You know, how do you adapt? When do you adapt?
Absolutely. So what we have seen is that currently no alcohol is about 1% of the total alcohol market, and no to low is about 9% of the market currently. And we expect this to double, to get to double digit in by 2025. I think IWSR spoke about a 16% CAGR. What that means is just a bigger portfolio and a range available to consumers, such that they have this choice and have a moderation, you know, options available to them. One of the things we've just launched in the portfolio is water, which is a 3.5%, 27 kilocal option where consumers can moderate and drink, you know, at their choice. So the portfolio offerings in terms of low and no alcohol grow phenomenally, and the study is definitely thinking about that in the strategy.
Yeah. Of course, you're going to be monitoring the situation to kind of track consumer trends and changes, but how easy is it to adapt?
Yes, I mean, in terms of things like COVID, which has obviously accelerated it, we've seen a conscious choice and change driven by necessity. But I guess what we've seen in terms of 18 to 44-year-old consumers, there's an active choice in terms of actually want low to no alcohol options. And it's about us as a alcohol beverage company to provide these options. So it's driven by the changing consumer choice, specifically centennials, but also even consumers across the globe. What we've seen in terms of IWSR is 75% of consumers are choosing low to no alc. So it's about us actively hearing consumers and making those options available.
Natasha, thank you very much. An interesting discussion there. We'll speak to you again in the future, no doubt. Natasha Maharaj, she's the head of marketing at Distell.